Blake closed his eyes and, like them, let the warm air cushion his cheeks. "Come on, Quasimodo," his mother called out, turning unexpectedly towards the fellow's garden. Duck giggled and screwed up her face at him before following their mother. Blake charged after them. The fellow's garden was a private area extending behind the chapel to the eastern edge of the college, where a tiny door opened onto a tree-lined boulevard that divided St. Jerome's from its neighbors, St. Guinefort's and Frideswide Hall. Thick walls guarded the flower beds from view, although Blake could detect a faint summery sweetness in the air. "Aren't you going to the porter's lodge?" he asked, trying to redirect their steps towards the small building inside the main gate, where the post arrived. It was unlikely that a letter from his father would have been delivered since that morning, but he wanted to make sure. "I thought we'd go for a short stroll instead," answered his mother, shading her eyes with her hand, "then walk back to the house. It's such nice weather. It'd be a shame to waste it." She turned to unlock the gate. Blake was happy to get some exercise. The previous weeks had been rainy and cold, and they'd travelled in on a bus each day, but he wasn't in a hurry to return to Millstone Lane. The house there didn't feel like home yet. It was damp and dreary, no matter what the weather, and there wasn't even a TV or computer to keep him company during the long evenings. "Well, can I go and check?" he said. He knew he was pushing his luck and scraped a line in the gravel with the toe of his shoe. The key grated in the lock. "Oh, go on," she said, "but be quick. We'll wait for you over here." She indicated a stretch of grass just inside the wrought iron gate, where a few late flowers were soaking up the sun. Blake nodded and dashed back the way he had come. It was about time a letter reached them. They had been in Oxford almost 2 weeks now, and he'd already written several postcards home. He'd not been able to say as much as he wanted to, since his large, loopy handwriting filled up the space too quickly. Worse, his words left a lot unsaid. He wasn't sure he ought to tell his father how he liked the college, Mrs. Richards, and the library, or how much he missed home. He hadn't many friends at Forest Heights School, so he wasn't particularly lonely, but it still felt kind of weird to be skipping the start of a new year. What if everyone thought he'd failed? Yet even his dad had recommended the break. "Oxford's a great place," he'd said when the opportunity first came up. "You never know, you might enjoy it. Think of it as an adventure." Duck had agreed. "Alice in Wonderland, The Lord of the Rings," she'd said, listing her favorite titles. "They were written there. I can't wait to go." Blake, however, was not so sure. Nor, really, had he known it was his father. The smile on his father's face that morning had been far away and sad, and there was a quiver of doubt, or defeat, in his voice. Blake tried to block out the memory. The lodge was a short distance ahead, and he sprinted towards it.